Well, let's have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just come to you thanking you and praising you for this day, a day we never saw before, but you blessed us to see this day. And so we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We extol you, and we adore you. We lift your name on high. We praise you, Father God, because you are so good and so worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you on today for Dr. PK. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life and for what you're going to do, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the surgery, Lord God, because you're going to guide the doctor's hands, Lord. You're going to do the surgery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bless you and we praise you, Father, because you are the doctor in the hospital room. So we thank you, Father God, for even the nurses that you have ordained to be there in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Father, for blessing her with speedy recovery. We thank you that, God, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Lord, we thank you for being who you are when we need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for whatever case. There is no case that is too hard for you. So we just bless you and we just praise you, Father God, for hallelujah, even how you're going to minister to Dr. P in such a time as this, oh God. We thank you, Father God, because you knew it before she even knew. Father God,
amen.
God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for Pastor B. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person on this call. We love you. Have your way. Speak through the speaker. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen. Speaker, are you, host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, would you take it away?
Thank you so much, woman of God, for seating us and greeting us on this marvelous Monday morning. And we thank you for opening us up in prayer. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. And the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010. We are approaching our fifth year, yes, our fifth year here on the Master's Call, where God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing believers as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, we start the Master's Call off in prayer, and we end in prayer. And then on Fridays, we take your prayer request and your praise report. And so in between that time, we want to invite you to utilize our email, our web address. So our web address can be found at www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And that is our website address, and you can go on to our website and see information and get information about our call. Also, if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, a host, a greeter, you have a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses, well, we invite you to send us an email to themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will truly respond to you with your request. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98#, and that's every day following this call. If you are a part of Artists International, then I want to make sure that you check your back offices, because there are so many great things going on in Artists, and we do not want you to miss out on what's going on. So check your back office or get back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them to share with you how an appointment with Artists will absolutely change your life. Well, right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so we're not going to delay this call any longer, but our speaker for this morning is no stranger to the Master's call. She is Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Thomasine Pickens is the founder of Real Word Ministries Incorporated, which is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real Word Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry assisting the battered women shelter ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005. As the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prisons, where she ministers on a weekly basis to both male and female throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach, and obtained her certification through CCE. She has accompanied the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is Dr. Thomasine's heart's desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that their homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the families back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasine's desire to one day open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, they will begin to do better. She is also an entrepreneur who's doing great things in the kingdom of God. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Give an honor to God, who is truly, truly the head of my life. And the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Weatherspoon, I thank them for allowing me to come and bring a word. I had a nice message prepared, and the Lord woke me up at 4:23 this morning, and he completely changed it. And so I'm just excited about what God is going to do this morning. Amen. So this morning I would like for us to go to Luke chapter 4, please. And we're just going to let the Lord have his way this morning, have his way. And I would like for us to look at we're going to just go straight to 23. And this is the parable of the Great Supper. And we're going to, let's go ahead and go up to 21. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to start at verse 21. So Luke 14, we're going to start at verse 21. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind." And the servant said, "Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room." Then the master said to the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Amen? Now stop right there. Go into the highways, hedges, and compel them to come in. And that's what the Lord is saying this morning to each and every one of us. He's telling us to go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel the lost souls to come in. And that is our duty. We were created to do just that. And your highway could be that job. Your highway is your business. And when you look at the word compel, it's defined as to secure. And when we're out there, so many people are often telling me, I'm not called to preach. I'm not called to. Yes, we're all a minister for the kingdom of God. And here's how he uses each and every one of us. Just on your job, just be a light in that dark place. We're constantly surrounded with people that are going through difficulties. We've all been looking at Facebook and all of the deaths that have occurred and all the things that have happened just over the weekend. I don't know about you, but I had to just go before the Lord because my spirit was so grieved. I was so sad about all the things that just happened this weekend. And look, the Lord uses us. He says, compel them to come in. Compel them to come in. Bring about. Give them an opportunity to hear about me. And that's when we're on the job and we're smiling and that person next to us, they may not have had a glorious weekend like you. Something may have happened. Or maybe they just don't feel good. But whatever it is, when you're sitting there, you have an opportunity to just smile at them, to give them a word of encouragement. You don't have to preach the gospel to help someone and to compel them and draw them in. But just telling them everything is going to be okay. You just hold on. We compel people with our lives, the way we live. They may have heard that we're going through something, but they look at us and wonder because we still have joy. We still have joy in our lives, and we're walking around with a smile, even though we're going through a wilderness experience. But we still have a smile on our face because we know who the Creator is. They look at our behavior. Is our behavior compelling people to come in? Are we being nice on the job when people are ugly? When we're out there trying to work our artist business or whatever business the Lord has blessed you with, are you handling it in a Christian way? Or are you handling it in a godly way? Are you compelling them to even do business with you because they may reject you the first time, but you're patient and you're kind and you're still loving to them? Are you compelling them to come in? Are you compelling them with your business interactions? Are you leading with integrity? Are you handling your business according to the word of God and not trying to cheat anybody or con anybody? Are you compelling them to come in? Are you compelling them to come in when you see that person on that street corner and maybe you don't feel led to give them money, but you say a prayer for them? You may give them a word of encouragement. Are you compelling them to come in? See, right now, a lot of people don't want to be a Christian because the word has been tainted so much by behavior, by attitudes, by what they see, by what they've heard. And I'm just encouraging us to continue to be Christ-like and continue to love the unlovable, not judging anybody but loving them, because you never know. You never know what you're going to go through next. You never know when it's going to be one of yours. Compelling people to come in, loving them unconditionally, loving that person on the job that nobody talks to, that nobody likes, but you be nice to them. You be cordial to them. That's compelling them to come in. And as we continue to love people right where they are, but refusing to let them stay where they are, right, because we're going to compel them, we're going to pray for them, we're going to intercede for them, we're going to assist them, we're going to give them knowledge, understanding, whatever they allow us to do in their life, we'll do that for them so that they can go to that next level, so that they can have the joy and the peace that many of us have. And if you don't have that joy and peace today, I will personally pray for you. Because it's so important that we have the joy of the Lord in our lives. It's so important for us to know that no matter what's going on in this world, in this earth realm, that God is still in complete control. God allows it to happen or God does it himself. But God is in complete control of everything that we go through. We have to be that light everywhere we go and compel people, not just bringing artist family, not just bringing in business partners, but ministering to them, ministering right where they are. Many people can't do a business because they're broken, they're confused, they have hurt and pain. So we have to minister to them first before we can give them the business opportunity. We have to help them, give them. Some people are struggling with low self-esteem, so we have to give them everything that they need, all the tools that they need to be successful. And sometimes that tool is just helping them right where they are, helping them overcome whatever it is that they're going through. The enemy's telling them, you can't do this business, you can't do that job, you dumb, you stupid, you whatever. But our word can compel them to come forth and do all the things that God called and created them to do. Encouraging them to believe in themselves again, encouraging them to continue to go forward in this thing called life. And that's what God has called us to do, to compel, to go everywhere our feet step. It's an opportunity for us to be a light to someone who don't know him. It's an opportunity for us to encourage them, to motivate them, to help them to become better people. Our actions, each and every day, our attitude, our behavior should make people curious about our God, to make them wonder, why is this person the way they are? Why are they joyful with everything that's going on? And then when they sit down, that opens up the door for us to share whatever it is God lays on our heart to share. I had someone call me not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and they said, we've been hearing all this stuff, God's not real, this, that, and the other. Why do you believe? And I said, I'll tell you this. This is why I believe. Because when I get down on my knees and I call on his name, or I stand up and I lift my hands and I call on his name, something happens in the atmosphere. I know that I know that I know that my Father's real. Because something happens, a shift takes place. I know that he shows me things and he prepares me and it comes to pass and he shows me how to work around it and what to do. I know that I know that I know that my God is good. And I know that I know that I know that my God is real. And you know he's real today. So he wants us to go out there. He's sending us to these places. He's laid it upon our heart to do these things. Don't get caught up in the world and what's going on around the world. Stay focused and continue to do what God has called you to do. This is not a season to keep moving around and doing different. Just be still and let God show you who he is. And while he's showing you who he is, you show someone else who he is and continue to compel them to come. Compel them to come and find out about the Lord and find out what God has for them. Compel them to keep standing and keep trusting and keep believing. Give them that secure foundation of who God is, of who God is. So many people, their foundations are weak. It's been destroyed. That's really been dealing with me about foundation. And I said one thing about when somebody rebuilds a house, I've never seen a house rebuilt with the exact same material. They tear it down. And I was doing a study on the foundation because it says sometimes they don't even use the same foundation. Sometimes they have to tear up that foundation because that foundation was built for that particular size house. And if it's going to be a bigger house or building, whatever it is, they have to tear that foundation up and relay it and pour that concrete out again. And that just messed me up because some people are continuing to try to build and their foundation is messed up. Their foundation isn't right. It's been painted and destroyed and messed with and it's just not right. Or the foundation is not large enough for the vision that God has given us. So God's having to destroy that foundation so that they can hold the vision that he's given them. That's what's going on with many of our businesses and artists. The foundation is too small, and God is trying to expand the business, so he's having to destroy that foundation. And whenever something's big, I don't know if you've ever seen concrete destroyed, but it's not a pretty sight. And so that's what a lot of us are feeling in the spirit realm. We're feeling this movement going on, and we don't know what it is. We're feeling a great shaking, and that's God messing up that foundation. He's destroying our foundation so that he can lay out a new foundation for us today. Amen? He's going to lay out that perfect foundation so that we can hold, so that it can hold what God has given us. So now we can go to that next level. Many didn't understand and they thought they failed. You didn't fail. God was tearing up that foundation because it was something in your foundation that was not correct. It wasn't poured right, and he's having to destroy it and rebuild. But that's a good thing because he's going to pour out that new foundation. So the things you thought were right, you're going to find out they were totally wrong. the way you were doing your business, you're going to find out you were doing it completely incorrect. That's why it wasn't working for you. But that foundation, that new foundation that he's pouring, and we're seeing this, and oh, my God, we're seeing this in artists today, how he's pouring out a new foundation. And now people start to say, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. I understand that. Now, that's how we're supposed to do it. And it's that new foundation being poured, and now God is about to build this thing up in your life. Oh, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for each and every one of you on this call this morning. Oh, my Lord, God has so much for you, but he's having to tear up that foundation. He's having to pull out all that, the way you used to think, the way you used to do things. You can't do it the same way. You can no longer say, well, that's the way I've always done it. It's a new day. You're going to have to do that thing totally different. Don't go based on what you knew in the past, because God is trying to show you something different in the future. And when you receive what God has for you and get in position and get in place and begin to move forward, you're going to begin to see the blessings in your life. You're going to begin to see the increase in your life. You're going to be able to see the movement of the Lord Almighty in your life. Oh, my God, I feel that. You're going to be able to see it. You're going to be able to feel it. That frustration is going to be gone. That depression is going to be gone. That you're going to start seeing what God's been doing this whole time with your foundation and how he's been moving you. So I just want to leave you with this. Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel the lost souls to come back home. Amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, for that powerful, powerful word on this marvelous Monday morning. I will be calling you back to the line to give us our benediction for this morning. Praise you, woman of God. Let us go to God in prayer. You're so welcome. Father, we just thank you for this marvelous Monday that you have made, for you are a marvelous God. And we just thank you for allowing us to wake up into another day, God, a day that we have never seen before, God. And we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you, God. Create in us a clean heart. And renew the right spirits within us. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Blot out our transgressions and cleanse us from our sin, O God, and heal our land, O God. Lord, we love you. Restore us, O God. Heal us, deliver us, comfort us, God. Give us your hope, your joy, your peace, your comfort, your strength, God, your power, your anointing resides. Each and every single one of us. Help us to walk into the things that you have already equipped us with, oh God. Continue to let us open new doors, Father, in our lives that we will walk into them, Father. The doors that you have closed, God, we will allow them to be closed and to be sealed in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we need your touch, Father. We need you right now in the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you for the woman of God that came to us this morning, Dr. Thomasine. And I pray right now that you will restore virtue in her as she has blessed us mightily with your word, God. We thank you that you changed the message. And we thank you, Father God, that it was something that the masses needed to hear this morning, Father. So I pray that our ears and our hearts were open to receive what you said to us this morning, God. We thank you for the new foundations. We thank you for keeping and blessing Leroy. And we speak right now total and complete healing in his life, Father. Touch his body right now from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father. I pray right now that your blood, Father God, will saturate him right now in the name of Jesus, for there is only power in your blood. And I lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts to you, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would go before her, go into the room that she would be in, Father God. Anoint the hands that will touch her body, Father. And we speak right now that as she goes through the knee surgery, Father God, we pray right now that she will come out with new knees, Father God, that there will be no complication, no hindrances In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we speak that her mind will be at peace, her heart will be at peace, and her soul will be at peace in the name of Jesus, God. We come lifting up her family to you, that you will continue to comfort them and strengthen them as you have taken loved ones to go home with you, God. We lift up the family of Rodlyn Marion to you this morning, and we pray that you would just touch their hearts and their spirits right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we just thank you because we already decree and declare that everything is well, Father, that everything is well with our souls, that we don't have to worry about anything, God, for it is well with our soul, Father. So we thank you, Father God, that you are stirring up some things, but we thank you, God, that you are in control, that you are the master controller, Father God. So we trust you, Father, that all is well, Father. And so we bless your holy name, God, this day. We praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. And we realize that we cannot do anything without you. So we come this morning, God, asking you, what would you have us to do in this day? What would you have us to say in this day? Where will you have us to go in this day? And as you order our steps, God, we will go. As you order our tongue and our thoughts, we will say and we will speak. And these things I decree and declare that they are so. In the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we'll be heading over to the Morning Motivational Call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND. Please, please, please don't forget to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. It is accessible to you 24/7, so please go there and please share it with a friend. Invite someone to join you back here on this line on tomorrow and go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called for you to be and have a marvelous Monday. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless each and every one of you, and go out and compel someone today. In Jesus' name, amen.